Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I always say, I pray it be real food for you. Please don't just sit here for 15 minutes and listen to it and then go off and do something else and forget what you heard. Take a look at it. Not every day it will happen, but so many times the Lord speaks to us through His Word. The Word of God, remember, it's living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can separate bone from marrow. It has that power, though we don't see that, but it has that kind of power to change us. And God wants you to learn more about the Word, that Word might help more and more to form you. And I don't care if you're 6 years old or 93 years old, please open your heart to God's Word. We take the first reading for today, which is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 to 10. Raise a glad cry, you barren one who did not bear. Break forth in jubilant song, you who were not in labor. For more numerous are the children of the deserted wife than the children of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the space for your tent. Spread out your tent cloths unsparingly. Lengthen your ropes and make firm your stakes, for you shall spread abroad to the right and to the left. Your descendants shall dispossess the nations and shall people the desolate cities. Fear not, you shall not be put to shame. You need not blush, for you shall not be disgraced. The shame of your youth you shall forget, the reproach of your widowhood no longer remember. For he who has become your husband is your maker. Let me repeat that. For he who has become your husband is your maker. His name is the Lord of hosts. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, called God of all the earth. The Lord calls you back like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, a wife married in youth and then cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I abandon you, but with great tenderness I will take you back. In an outburst of wrath for a moment I hid my face from you, but with enduring love I take pity on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Let me just stop there for a moment. Here's a time where our marriages may be in difficulty. This is a time to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, please help us. Turn to a priest, as I've said to you before, who you think can help us. But turn to the Lord first, because the Lord tells you that He wants to give you help. Don't be afraid. Don't say, oh, that's nonsense. Draw nearer and nearer to the Lord by your good actions and ask Him to help you in your marriage. This is for me like the days of Noah, he writes, when I swore that the waters of Noah should never again deluge the earth. So I have sworn not to be angry with you or to rebuke you, though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken. My love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. That's such a powerful passage, the Lord telling us how much He loves us. This is not just some thought or some idea. It's the Lord Himself telling us how much He loves us and wants to be with us. And we say, well, out of sight, there's no such person. If you can't see Him, you can't believe in Him. This is a time when you say to the Lord, Lord, increase my faith, because He is with us. Psalm 30 tells us, I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear. You did not let my enemies rejoice over me. Lord, you brought me up from the netherworld. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you his holy ones. Give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime his goodwill. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with the dawn, rejoicing. Hear, O Lord, and have pity on me. O Lord, be my helper. You changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks. Ask God to help. Don't just say, well, if he wants to, he'll do it. No, ask him. Thank him for times he has helped you. And if you think he never has, ask him, Lord, I don't really believe very deeply, but I want to. Please, will you help me? Just keep praying that prayer. God hears you. So the verse before the gospel tells us, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Think of that. This is a time, we think of it during Lent, but this is also a time to examine our conscience in the past, in the present. If we've gone to confession and been forgiven, it's gone. Don't try to dredge it up because the enemy will like to do that. But please, brothers and sisters, your God comes to you and he loves you and he wants to care for you. Open your heart to him. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Just go to the Lord and ask him to help you. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. We will all see him. Whether we're invited into heaven depends on how we live this life. Please open your heart to him. The gospel is Luke 7, 24 to 30. Chapter 7, 24 to 30. When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture says, behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors, who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and the scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. I know, brothers and sisters, there are people who a long time ago, even in this life, have turned away from God, ignored him. They've just looked for human goods and human satisfaction. Don't try to preach to them. Pray for them. Pray for them until the time comes when you may be able to speak. But pray for them. Look at the people in your neighborhood, in your parish, even among your friends. Please turn to the Lord and say, Lord, give grace to those I love to turn to you or to turn back to you, whatever the case may be. Please, Lord, help them. Help them to see what is true. Help them to see how valuable is God's word. Please, brothers and sisters, to be able to go to Mass to receive Holy Communion, to help us on our journey. And it is a journey. But brothers and sisters, he loves us and provides for us. What if God had just said, well, here I am, I'm God, now I'm going back to heaven. I hope you get there. Where would we be? Where would we be? I don't think we'd be in a very good position at all. God wants us to turn to him. Draw very, very close to him. Tell him how much you love him. There is a woman by the name of Madeleine de Brel who died in 1964. She was a French laywoman, a writer, and a mystic devoted to caring for the poor and to evangelizing the culture. And she said, if we make ourselves totally available for the tasks that the Lord has for us, tasks that his glory, his love, his mercy involve us in, then we will be plunged into a mystery so dark that our reason is stymied and our intellect has to get used to being blind. When such a moment comes, a moment we cannot foresee, we have only one source of light to help us live and endure in the context of ever-changing circumstances. The circumstances may be crystal clear and baffling at the same time, yet this light never fails. The gospel of Jesus Christ, given to us by the church and accompanied by our own commentary, to hear it, Jesus requires of us the ears of children that add nothing to what they hear. They don't add anything to what they hear. They prune nothing from the message they hear and then put into action precisely because what they have heard. The words of the Lord have to be kept by us. They have to dwell in us. We have to read or listen to them to get to know them. But whether they are read or heard, they have to be carried as within us as the earth carries the seed. And as they are carried, they have to germinate if they are to bear any fruit on our branches. If we humbly submit and humbly ask God's word that we may bear fruit on our branches, if we submit simply and humbly to the words and example of Jesus, we will find in this submission a firm rope over the great chasm of charity, whose human side we can see if we keep our eyes on him, but whose divine side we can only believe in by constantly reading the gospel, reading it daily, taking it up again and again, as if from a scratch, we are asking for the kind of point of access for a life word that will give us this word the possibility to travel everywhere within us and to go as far as it wants to go. For in each of us, there is also a farthest end of the world. Brothers and sisters, please pay attention to God's word. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.